Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I want to say a quick encouragement to those of you today who are feeling lonely. I know that it seems strange in such a connected world where we are connected by devices, these electronic devices, but yet the epidemic of loneliness is pervasive. I've recently learned that that the nation of England has a loneliness expert now on staff. And so this is a worldwide problem. And so if you're feeling lonely today, just hear me when I say thank you for letting me be a little tiny part of your life to hopefully help you to see that you're not alone in this world. And I pray too, as I'm saying this, I pray that God would bring really amazing people into your life. Maybe they're right next door, maybe they're in your church, I don't know, but I do pray that the loneliness would abate. And I also pray that God would give us the strength to find folks who are lonely and to include them in our family. So anyway, just wanted to say that. We are in Matthew 12, verses 43 through 45 in the NIV, and this is what it says. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a spiritual warfare passage. This is about demonic possession. It's about impure spirits. It's about having an unoccupied heart. And so, Lord, I pray for my friends today that they would know and have that assurance of salvation that your Holy Spirit lives within their heart. And when the Holy Spirit lives within their heart and permeates their heart, there's no room for demonic possession. There's no room for that. Lord, I know that many of us still have spiritual battles. We still are facing foes aplenty, but we can rest assured that you see us, that you are greater than he that is, you are greater because you are in us than he that is in the world, and you have conquered the evil one. And so instead of us fretting today, we choose to have faith in you. And Lord, I know for me, it's hard just to read and look at and watch the news in different formats and to be caught up in the fear-mongering that is the press and that is the social media world. We could spend our lives concentrating on what is bad with the world, and yet we know that you have told us to concentrate on that which is good and lovely and pure and honorable. And so, Lord, forgive us for filling our minds with things that don't bring edification to you and just make us cynical and angry and scared and sad. So, Lord, not that we should bury our heads in the sand or not know what's going on in the world, but that we should curate that content and understand the nature of our hearts and understand that we don't have to put in all the bad things. We don't have to absorb it all. We can actually put boundaries around what we let into our hearts. And so, Lord, would you give us that kind of digital discernment today of what maybe how we're living our lives and how we might need to push against this constant stream of information? Because, Lord, we want to live with abundance. You said that you have come to give us abundance. You said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you are the one that brings abundance, and you are the one that overcomes this crazy world, and you are ultimately victorious, and you are working out your kingdom toward the new heavens and the new earth, and you are bringing victory, and there are good stories out there, and you are doing good things, and you promise that you who have begun the good work will bring it to completion. And so we choose to rest in that today and not in the horrors of this world, but in the beauty of who you are and what you're doing. Shift our mindset to the heavenly places away from this earth. Of course, we want to be earthly good. So we don't want to be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good, but we also don't want to be so earthly wise that we become broken and discouraged by this world. So Lord, you have promised us to take heart that you have overcome the world. And so we choose to rest in that today. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, you're such a huge blessing to me. Thank you for spending time with me, and you are not alone. And I know that if you're battling loneliness, that feels very strong. But I am praying that God would bring one friend into your life. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels there, and you can find it there. This helps support the podcast and my time as well of recording all these episodes and having the privilege of praying for you. So if you want to help, that would be awesome. Starts at the $1 level. Thanks so much, and have a blessed day.